You're single, you want a relationship, but maybe you're just not ready to be in one. And we have the painfully honest ways to tell you you're not ready. You're constantly bringing up other things from old relationships. Ain't nobody want to hear that. It's a brand new relationship. Don't bring that in.
I'm telling you, dating when you've been divorced and dating other people have been divorced.
And they have kids.
It's like, it is so crazy because because you're right. That's not normal. The first thing you talk about is custody schedules.
Right.
That's like the first thing, like, so are you in a 223 or 225 or we call every weekend and Wednesday dinners? I mean, it's like.
Yeah, that's not normal.
Like, it's hard enough to keep up with my own situation. I'm like, what? And I've definitely talked to people before, not that I want to be necessarily in a relationship, but just initially. And we both said, we'll never go out based on custody schedule. So like,
what we have.
Nice talking to you. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
It's definitely not a normal first date or getting to know you kind of conversation.
No. And I've even said on dates before, like, I don't want to be talking about my exes and stuff, but you ask, they're like, no, I want to know, like, you know, how'd you, and then I'm asking them. And so the first 20 minutes of the date, you're talking about, like, how you got to this sad state in
your
life.
Why somebody left you. Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. And so then you're like, why are we not hungry? Because we're freaking depressed right now.
Let me tell you all the things my ex hated about me.
Right.
Does anybody say, and you've got to go through this twice?
For Jared?
Yes.
I'm not responding. I do the B rabbit 8 mile thing. I said,
get ahead of it.
I've been divorced twice and it makes me feel like a loser. And then it almost forces, I'm not manipulating, but I just know this is what happened. Mm-hmm. They go, no, you're not. Things happen.
They don't have another choice. What are they supposed to say? Like, yeah, you are?
No.
You are a loser.
You're pigeonholing them.
Right.
No,
it's smart.
I just get up and leave. I get ahead of it.
I say, no, it's happened to me twice. I do feel like a loser, though. I said, it makes you feel like a loser. I said, but, you know, and then I'm not saying, am I a loser, though? I don't say that.
What are they supposed to say?
Not say anything. They're like,
they would just sit there?
They're like, I'll have the salad. I don't know.
But you have, when you do that 225, whatever the thing you schedule is, you have two of those, right? Or are they all matched up? Like, do you say I have a 225 and a 336, or
I have week on, week off, and then like a 223?
That
makes it complicated.
Yeah. Share weekends. Like that's what I say. The share weekends. Basically, I said every other weekend. Pretty every other weekend, I'm more available.
That worked out really well for you because you could have been totally screwed. Like,
do you know why it worked out well for me?
No.
One partner refused to make it so that the kids could be together.
Wait, what?
Wait, I'm confused.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said every other weekend together.
No, one partner refused to match up the schedule with Abe and Eli.
So they're never together?
The other partner, my first wife, he said, I'll switch my schedule so the kids can be together. The other one absolutely refused to have all the kids could be together. So we had to switch our entire custody schedule, me and Heather, because other partner refused.
I was very confused.
Did it on purpose.
Yeah,
and
got it.
So just to make it hard, I'm like, are you serious?
Oh, so it was, they were trying to.
Yep.
Is there ever a time that you have, like, Abe and Eli, not Ezra, or is it now lined up perfectly?
It's, no, because it's not week on, week off. They don't do that with young kids.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
None of it's good for them at all. But anyway, so his is a 2-2-3, so that matches.
It's like on a date with
it
you.
It is. Next week, I have Ezra 5 days, and I have Abe and Eli 7.
Okay.
So it's 2 days where I won't see Ezra.
Got it.
Gotcha. And that's, and then there's off weeks where.
Because those days are split between the.
Because it goes 2-2-3. No, it's just terrible.
Okay, so there are some times that you've got Abe and Eli, not Ezra.
Right.
More often than not, they're all three together.
Right. More often I have Abe and Eli, and then Ezra won't be there for like 2 days.
Got you.
Yeah. But it's fun.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's like
a level
just
of organization that I can't even fathom. And I'm organized.
Yeah.
Damn.
So trust me. What am I doing today?
Yeah. That'll do it. That is it.
It must be difficult to schedule a vacation.
I don't think he's had one.
I haven't.
No. I mean,
not
some days
three,
off,
right?
But not with your,
no.
Yeah, not with everybody.
No. Yeah, because then you have to get the other partner to agree to let you have an extra day.
Mm-hmm.
One partner is very easy to make it agreeable. The other one just makes it as difficult as possible if it's, so.
I'm liking the airing of grievances, though.
No,
I'm
but it's true. It's just
more
unfortunate.
More.
It's like co-parenting should be, it is, Heather, if I'm like, hey, I want to take all the kids to Florida, which was a thing that happened. Can we switch days because of my family and all this stuff going, this is when everyone can do it? Sure, no problem. The other person, yeah, you can. And then like at the last second, no, you can't. I can't take Ezra.
I hope with time that calms down.
I hope so.
Becomes more reasonable.
Yeah, but is it like that initially with the first relationship?
No.
It's always been okay?
Co-parenting's always been good.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Voldemort style, though, not saying the name. I like that. Well, she shall not be named.
Yeah, she shall not be named. Yes.
Then I wiggle around.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I was talking about.
No. There's Heather, and then there's another one.
There's another one. How many times have you been divorced, Jared? Twice.
No, that's not what I meant. No, what do you want?
The one who shall not be named.
No.
I never thought of it that way, but I like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like to keep the juju aboard. Good in the room, yeah.
It's like when Jason told that story. Like, I don't want to say the radio station I stole from, but they were brand new 15 years ago. They played top 40 music. Like,
start doing the math.
A direct competitor. So yeah, I narrowed it down pretty good.
But I mean, based upon of how I mean, you really talk well about the first relationship.
But that's because there's been time. Because in the beginning, it wasn't. Yeah,
there's things that I'm still not over that happened. But
I was gonna suggest maybe you should get back together.
No.
Okay.
No.
I don't know.
And she would feel the same way. It's just,
not to make that about us or anything, but I don't think we can handle it.
No, the first one, not the second one.
Oh, the first one.
Are you kidding? Why would I recommend the second one?
I'm talking about lots of crazy
things. Because you like to watch the world burn. Right.
Yeah.
Yes. We all do.
We're talking about lots of things. It's like,
you know how people change? Everyone changes. You can be married for 40 years, and I would hope during the course of that time, you're evolving as people. We just changed. But just personality-wise, she's a lot different. She has a different style and lifestyle that she has. Not a bad one.
Mm-hmm.
But we're even further apart.
Choked on spit.
Yeah. We wonder why Squid's single. He's choking on spit by himself.
Jeez.
You can't even sit there and die. He didn't know how to swallow properly.
Not good at swallowing.
That's why you're single. Yeah. But anyway, it's just that we're even further apart in that category. So
got it. But the co-parenting, I really respect it.
It's never been an issue. It's what's best for Ava and Eli, period.
Done.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll get to that with the other person.
The one we shall not name.
I'm hopeful, but I'm also overly optimistic, although I'm getting less.
But you know how we were just talking about how, like, for parenting, for example, is that the saying is the days are long, the years are short.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we're in the days of it.
Yes.
But the years, we'll look back and think, that was only 5 years.
Right.
Where things were in total upheaval. <Right. laughs> You know, in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, it only took 10 years off my life. That's fine. I like that part.
And then we figure it all out. We don't see you stop caring about stuff, and then we die.
Yeah, and then you die. Right. And you're like, wow. Or usually you suffer for long periods of time, and then you die. It's something to look forward to.
Are we turning into Jason Goodman?
I'm starting to more, and I don't like it.
I don't like it either. I don't.
Every little ailment, I'm like, we're all going to die in my head. I'm like, no.
Yes, it's
and
true.
Jason's turning into old me. He's at church every Sunday, and he's having lunch and dinners. And
the roles are reversed.
Mm-hmm. You know, with his pastor and whatnot.
I'm still agnostic, just for the record.
Okay.
Good. That's very good. So that's so cool that you're still agnostic, but you meet the pastor every day.